Wednesday, the 31st of January. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So today we're going to have a moment of reading. So why do I like reading? I've talked to you a bit about this before, but I think that reading is one of the most important things that our society gives us. It's much more important to read than it is to be able to watch TV. Did you know that? I know you don't believe me, or some of you may. But when we read, we do something that we don't necessarily do when we watch TV. See, when we watch TV, we see all the things there. But when we read, we have to imagine stuff. In fact, reading is a very engaged way of being. We're not passive, but we're engaged because we have to hear the story in our mind's eye and create it. And something else that happens when we read is that most novels are written from the perspective of a character. And so, in a way, we enter into somebody else's mind and we start seeing the world from their point of view as opposed to our own. So today, I want to read you from a little book I love. It's by Roald Dahl and it's called Fantastic Mr. Fox, and it's the beginning of the story. And the thing you have to think about when you're listening to this is that, of course, the story is being told from the point of view of a fox rather than from the point of view of the farmers, who he regards not very well. So let's listen to the story. The Three Farmers is how the first chapter begins. Down in the valley, there were three farms, and the owners of these farms had done very well. They were rich men. They were also nasty men. All three of them were about as nasty and mean as any men you could meet, and their names were Farmer Bogus, Farmer Buns, and Farmer Bean. Bogus was a chicken farmer. He kept thousands of chickens. He was enormously fat. This was because he ate three boiled chickens smothered with dumplings every day for breakfast, lunch, and supper. Good Lord. Buns was a duck and goose farmer. He kept thousands of ducks and geese. He was a kind of pot-bellied dwarf. He was so short, his chin would have been underwater in the shallow end of any swimming pool in the whole world. His food was doughnuts and goose livers. He mashed the livers into a disgusting paste and then stuffed the paste into doughnuts. This diet gave him tummy ache and a beastly temper. And Bean was a turkey and apple farmer. He kept thousands of turkeys in an orchard full of apple trees. He never ate any food at all. Instead, he drank gallons of strong cider, which he made from the apples in his orchard. He was as thin as a pencil, and he was the cleverest of them all. Bogus and Buns and Bean, one fat, one short, one lean. These horrible crooks, so different in looks, were nonetheless equally mean. That is what the children round about used to sing when they saw them. On a hill above the valley, there was a wood, and in the wood there was a huge tree, and under the tree there was a hole. In the hole lived Mr. Fox and Mrs. Fox and their four small foxes. Every evening, as soon as it got dark, Mr. Fox would say to Mrs. Fox, "Well, my darling, what will it be this time? A plump chicken from Bogus, a duck or a goose from Buns, or a nice turkey from Bean?" And when Mrs. Fox had told him what she wanted, Mr. Fox would creep down into the valley in the darkness of night and help himself. Bogus and Buns and Bean knew very well what was going on and made them wild with rage. They were not men who liked to give anything away. Still less did they like anything to be stolen from them. So every night, each of them would take his shotgun and hide in a dark place somewhere on his own farm, hoping to catch the robber. But Mr. Fox was too clever for them. He always approached a farm with the wind blowing in his face, and this meant that if any man were lurking in the shadows ahead, the wind would carry the smell of that man to Mr. Fox's nose from far away. Thus, if Bogus was hiding behind his chicken house number one, Mr. Fox would smell him out from 50 yards off and quickly change direction, heading for chicken house number four at the other end of the farm. "Dang and blast that lousy beast," cried Bogus. "I'd like to rip his guts out," said Buns. "He must be killed," said Bean. "But how," said Bogus, "how on earth can we catch the blighter?" Bean picked his nose delicately with a long finger. "I have a plan," he said. "You've never had a decent plan yet," said Buns. "Shh, and listen," said Bean. "Tomorrow night we will all hide just outside the hole where the fox lives. We will wait until he comes out. Then, bang, 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 bang." "Very clever," said Buns. "But first we shall have to find the hall. My dear Bunce, I've already found it, said the crafty bean. It's up the wood, on the hill. It's under a huge tree. I hope that leaves you panting for more, kids. Go to your nearest library and get out Fantastic Mr. Fox. Let's close our eyes now, and let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of imagination and for the capacity to imagine ourselves into the stories of others. We ask that you continue to bless us and keep us and inspire us to read. Amen.